Now it looks like he's going to buy bread. So he says, Philip, where shall we buy bread? And in verse 6, but this he said to test him. For he himself knew what he would do. See, he wanted a response from Philip. Philip, where shall we buy bread? And Philip starts counting, looking, and says, there's no place that we could buy this bread, and this is how much it will cost. But that was not exactly what Jesus wanted. Jesus wanted Philip to be able to sort of reach out into God and see the possibility of a miracle. He did not quite pass that test. So here's Elijah that says, stay here, Elisha. And Elisha says, I'm following you as long as the Lord lives and you live, I'm following you. Elijah smiled inside because he knew what was to happen. And then as they were going further along, they crossed the Jordan. In verse 9. So it was, when they had crossed over, that Elijah said to Elisha, ask, what may I do for you before I am taken away from you? And Elisha says, please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. Verse 10, you have asked a hard thing. So it's not going to be easy. Nevertheless, if you see me when I'm taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it will not be so. It was still conditional. If you see me when I'm going up, you will have it. If you don't see me, you won't have it. From that moment onwards, Elisha's eyes opened bigger. Must not let this guy go. And he's quite a fast mover. Do you remember how fast Elijah ran? He can disappear very fast. So he keeps his eye open. Bigger. And I won't let him go. I mean, if I miss him, anointing finish. It's a dangerous preposition. It's a good thing Elijah didn't go to the toilet. Eyes are open all the time, watching. Finally, this chariot of fires come around Elijah. And as Elijah was going up, Elisha cried and said here unto him in verse 12, my father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen. So he saw him no more. And he took hold of his clothes and tore them into two pieces. He also took up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him. That is his first tool, number one. The mantle. That mantle that Elijah passed on to Elisha represented the mantle of a previous ministry that was transferred, continued, and amplified in Elisha's life. That's the mantle. The mantle here, it does not mean that piece of wood over your fireplace. No, what for? We want that kind of mantle on us. Right? And that needs to be explained, especially to many of us who haven't seen a fireplace. Some of us wonder what a mantle is. It's just an old piece of coat that they wore in those days. And it was Elijah's. And remember Elijah's favorite animal skin. So that was his mantle all the time, all those years. And now that mantle is passed on to Elisha. And Elisha takes hold of that mantle. And he proved out that anointing. He came to the Jordan River and says, where is the God of Elijah? And he strike that water with that mantle, and the water started because that anointing was still there. That's his first tool, number one, in moving into the anointing of God. You see, sometimes it takes a person 20 years to develop a skill and an anointing to move into certain things. And if you could learn to tap onto that, it could continue on your life. In other words, you may not need to pay the equal price a person had if you have it by association. There is still a certain price, but that is why I say it's a hard thing. There is still a price. It's just like spiritual truths. Sometimes it takes a person 20 years to understand something. And then when they understood it, and they teach it, after they have applied it, we got it in a while, over a few weeks or so, and then we understand what the person is, and suddenly we are able to read what that person read. Let me give an example in the natural. Did you know that when they made the first car, it really looked like a old junk? I mean, if we could have moved, for in those days when they invented the first car, 30 miles an hour was very fast. Today it's nothing. It's old bullock cart speed. But in those days, the first person to invent the car took a lot of brain work, a lot of hard work rolling up his sleeves. But as the concept and idea of a car is understood, a lot of people can just make the same thing. You can see what happened even in the natural. Think about a computer. The first person who thought of it may have several ideas built on others who have proposed, and over one generation or two generations, and that germ of an idea or seed of an idea develops, and then the person is able in the end to bring about the application of that idea and convert it into a little computer chip, which was very big in those days, using all the valves and all that. The idea was there. And from that idea, they slowly are able to reduce it smaller and smaller. And today, it takes some of us Asians, you know, just a while, you know, let me borrow that chip. Aha, we can do the same thing. And within a while, we mass produce. Chum, 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 chum. And those guys have taken a long time to get those things. That is why they copyright ideas. Some of us think, you know, a software is worth only the diskette. It's not. It may take 2-3 years to develop that software. 2-3 years work. And put it on a simple, you know, 50 cent diskette. It's not just worth 50 cents. The idea is something else. Right? It takes a long time for a person to do it. But once somebody did it, it's easy to copy. It's easier to copy than to be original. And so most of the time, if you want to be honest, most of the time, the whole world is copying from somewhere, generations before. Except, bearing in mind copyright laws, you don't infringe on that, an idea belongs to a person who has it. But outside of it, that idea can stimulate other ideas. They are as original, but a total innovation and improvement over there. So we see in the natural even that happens. Now in the spiritual world, it's the same thing. Which is why once something is discovered, to make the atomic bomb takes such a long time, several generations after the scientific idea came about to make it. But after that, people understood the basic principles. And then they know it's just a matter of getting the technology together to do it. Same thing in the natural. So in the spiritual, it takes a long time. I remember Kenneth Hagin when he wrote in his book, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. As he was reading the Word of God, he realized, hey, Jesus has really taken poverty on the cross. He wants to meet all our needs. It's in God's will to prosper. Not that you prosper and do the wrong things, but it is God's will to bless you abundantly. When he discovered the truth, in that little book, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, he said this. He went to an older minister.
He was young at that time. So he went to an older minister and said, you know, do you think this is real? It's in the Bible. What do you think about that? And the old minister said, it is true. But it's not been taught that much. So he took that one idea and developed it into a series of understanding and teaching on redemption from the curse of the law. And the idea has spread so that when Jesus spoke to him earlier and says, go and teach my people faith. But many years later, the Lord says, there are enough people teaching faith now. You go and teach my people how to be led by the Spirit. So the ideas have gone forth. It takes a long time for a revelation to come forth. We must understand that. And sometimes we read papers or we read things and we realize, you know, sometimes a man of God got an anointing and then after they're not living, their character doesn't match up with their anointing. And we have the idea that an anointing is very cheap and easy. In 2 Kings chapter 2, it didn't say that. It says it's a hard thing. Then how to explain some of these people who take it so lightly and they seem to do all kinds of nonsense while they are anointed? The key is here. That it took a long time for them to get it. After they get it, if they don't maintain it, they don't lose it immediately. They lose it slowly. And when you're at that point and you're watching their life where they're losing it slowly, you think, how can it's there when they don't match up with the character? But you watch it. Over a period of many years, it will completely go off. The office is still there, but the anointing disappears. So it's a matter of time. So we realize too that a person cannot keep the anointing if the character and the lifestyle doesn't match up to it. To maintain it, to keep it is another thing. But we must bear in mind this fact. There is a grace period before it leaves. And when you look at a person under that grace period, where the life doesn't match up, don't think that, oh, anointing is nothing, it's easy to get. Elijah said it's difficult. But if you study every one of them, A.A. Allen, who died an alcoholic, and others like Amy Semple McPherson, who, you know, possibly went into some sort of wrong sin, or some others who you could name. I only name those who have died long ago, so you could use their examples. And there could be many others good name, and you're wondering, how did they get that anointing? And people always go around saying, oh, it's just, you know, it's just God dropping it on them. But if you study every one of their lives, you notice this fact. Before they got the anointing, it was a heavy price. Before the anointing came on them. Now, after, later on, they went off track. But before, it was a tremendous price. Literally, A.A. Allen, Amy Semperman, every one of them, if you study their life, the period before was what Elijah says. It's a hard thing. But here is the wonderful fact that I'm bringing forth to you. When somebody else paid a price to get it, and if we could get association with that person, I don't have to pay the same price he paid. He may stumble along the way. The person who invented the car make many mistakes, right? He'll try this, try that, and long ago they think the car was good when you had to start it this way, you know? Who would have thought that today you just put in the ignition and who would have thought of that? See, over many years they improve on it. They remove things and they put in new things. They experimented with it. So in the same way, the person paid a price to get it more and more.